In order for the meeting to flow better, we will begin the meeting with the agenda item number two and three before we go into executive session. Agenda item number two, discussion and possible action on Morris Shepherd Dam miscellaneous improvement projects by Michael McLennan, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. With this agenda item, I'll be requesting the board's authorization to contract with Arcadis US to perform construction and project oversight of the miscellaneous improvements projects at Morris Shepherd Dam. Morris Shepherd Dam is beginning to age. As you know, it's well over 70 years old. And some of that infrastructure is beginning to age, as you can see represented on these slides here. To address this issue and also enhance the safety of the facility, we budgeted funds to make some of the necessary repairs. Last year, we completed the design component of this project, and to move forward, we're planning within the next few months to go forward with construction. This project will entail the replacement of some existing water lines and then also replace some of the handrails. And you can see from this photograph, there's been significant corrosion to the handrails, and this is located inside of the dam facility. In addition, we're also going to install and fabricate, or I guess we'll fabricate and then we'll install some new stairways. If you look closely at these slides, it's pretty hard to tell, but there's some rust areas where there used to be existing stairways. Those stairways, corrosion had taken place, and we had to remove those. The location of the new stairway, they're going to give us access to some of the electrical panels, and it'll also help us reach the catwalk if the elevator becomes inoperable. Once we completed the design this past year, we went out and we posted an RFQ. We selected and then began to negotiate with Arcadis US to perform the construction oversight associated with this project. The negotiated amount is $615,600. We anticipate posting an RFB in February, and then we would come back and seek the board's approval to move forward with construction after the April board meeting. And then we anticipate construction of this project to take probably about a year to complete. If you have any questions with regard to this this agenda item, I'd be glad to answer them. If not, I do have a resolution prepared for your consideration. Yes, sir.
That sounds like an awful lot of money, but based upon the slides you're presenting,
yes, sir.
The length and breadth of that job has got to be quite large.
Well, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. The project will take about a year to complete. However, there's some other aspects of it that I probably did fail to mention. There's some components. There's lead-based paint. It's in the handrails, and it's also in the piping. So that's going to add an element of complexity to the project and some specialization that's going to create some costs. So there's one portion. In addition, like I said, it's going to take a year to complete the project. We'll have somebody out there on site overseeing the contractor. And that starts to add in some costs. But yes, it is a little bit higher than I anticipated at first. Yes, sir.
When is the last time that this kind of maintenance or repairs took place at this dam?
Yeah, you can see on this slide, I don't know if y'all can see the green laser right here, but we're continually doing maintenance. This has lead-based paint, so it's a little bit more difficult until you get a contractor in there. But we're continuing to do maintenance, and so we did actually replace some portions of the pipe. This is actually some of the portions that we replaced, and so we do this on a routine basis. The corrosion, what we had to do here because of the lead-based paint, instead of messing with some of that, we actually installed that cabling, and it may be kind of hard to see in these pictures. But I don't know, Mike, if you know the last time exactly when we did the handrails.
To my knowledge, that's original. The corrosion has occurred over time. As far as the 12-inch water line and the handrails are concerned.
And one point.
We had a major repair project on the dam was the gate replacement project.
At one point I will make, these handrails are located on the interior of the dam, and so is the pipe. And so it's a very damp environment, and corrosion is very active. Yes, sir.
I don't remember ever approving a resolution to expend this kind of money without some kind of a breakdown of the cost. I mean,
This cost, the $615,000, is for construction oversight. It basically the RPR services, where they're out at the site when the contractor's out performing the work. They're out there looking over his shoulder, looking through the detailed plans and specs to make sure that he's installing the project as it's been designed. The projected cost for the construction right now is estimated to be about $1.4 million. And like I said, the construction oversight here, as Director Bennett said, it is a little bit high at $615,000.
So this is are we doing this? Are we outsourcing this?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's just a one-line item contract to oversee the job.
Yes, sir.
It just seems like a very summary for a $615,000 expense. And is it in the budget?
Yes, sir. Yes, the funds have been appropriated. I believe we have $1.7 million, actually, in the budget. Okay. I apologize. Yes, sir.
Mike, is there any pipe that could be used that does not have to be painted?
Any pipe that doesn't have to be painted?
Yeah.
No, when I mentioned the painted, the pipe was originally painted with lead-based paint. And so that has to be removed.
Right, I understand that, but the new pipe that's going in.
Oh, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure in the details of what's going in, but generally you will coat it with something that'll make it last longer.
But my question is there any pipe that could be used that does not have to be painted at some point in time?
I might have to defer to, I don't know, if Terry or Mark.
We're using PVC for the piping, but the fittings will be cast iron. They will be.
Okay.
But the PVC pipe will not.
Okay.
Good. Good job.
Any more questions? Okay. Read your resolution, please, sir.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2015 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with Arcadis U.S. in an amount not to exceed $615,600 to perform construction and project oversight of miscellaneous improvements to Moore Shepherd Dam.
You heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
So moved.
Carolyn Leroy.
Carolyn Leroy. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.